In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
I can't remember if I ever shared this story with you. If I did, you'll get to hear it again. If not, it'll be new. And kids and parents, please do not try this at home. I will never forget the first time I got electrocuted. I was 8 years old. I was the type of kid who liked to look inside something, see how it works, see what makes it tick. When I was 8 years old, I was obsessed with numbers, and I desperately wanted a digital clock. Now, it might seem like nothing now with electronics, how they've advanced, but back in the 70s, when I was eight, well, a digital clock was, for a kid, a big deal. And on my eighth birthday, my parents came through. I got one for my birthday, and I just loved it. Those glowing red numbers, and I was just fascinated how you could form every number out of the pieces of the number eight. That just blew my mind that they all fit in there. Absolutely fascinated 8-year-old me. So I was just cherishing this object, you know, and eventually with anything new, the novelty wears off. And I grew curious how the thing actually worked. So a few days elapse, and I go into my dad's toolbox and got this tiny little Phillips screwdriver and took off the plastic casing. And there in all its glory, the exposed red LEDs, the backs of the little control buttons you could see underneath the case, and the resistors and the capacitors and the diodes. And of course, that beautiful circuit board with that smooth strips of copper on it. And I thought to myself, I wonder what that copper feels like. So I reached in my pokey little finger and I touched it. Now, being 8 years old, I hadn't thought to unplug the thing first. Let me tell you, it was quite a revelation. I was thrown backwards. My bedroom circuit breaker popped. And I discovered a power my 8-year-old mind could never have imagined was inside that little plastic clock. I would have never guessed the unbelievable energy that was quietly flowing through that object 24/7. Now, we see that kind of surprise in other things, too, where we're surprised by what's inside something. Or maybe someone. Maybe you're a fan of those singing talent TV programs where a panel of judges rate an amateur singer. Someone will come on stage, and for whatever prejudices we have, we expect a catastrophe, only to be blown away by the most majestic and sonorous voice that we've ever heard. The wonderment of discovering power and beauty and majesty where you didn't expect to find it is everywhere in the human experience. Now, this week in the church, we're celebrating our Lord's transfiguration. Jesus takes Peter and James and John up a mountain, and he reveals his divine glory to them. His clothing becomes glistening white. His face, it says, shines like the sun. And then there's this cloud comes down on them, and the voice of the Father booms from heaven, "This is my beloved Son." And Christ's divine glory is revealed in that moment. And it's important to remember, this was a change of appearance, not a change of nature. It's not that Jesus added glory at this point in his life. Jesus, as God incarnate, already is divine, already by nature possesses the divine glory. On the mountain today, Jesus simply reveals it. He shows it. It's like the singer you don't expect to do well who bowls you over. The voice is already in there. It's just you don't know it until they start singing. Or the powerful electric current running through a clock. That smooth copper strip doesn't look like anything until you touch it and its power is revealed. When Jesus reveals his divine glory to Peter and James and John, it bowls them over. In the icon, you can see John's shoes are flying off. In the story, Peter starts babbling nonsense. Now, they had known Jesus a couple of years by this point and had seen some amazing signs. But this divine glory was on a different level altogether. It was at this point that they realized the Savior's divine glory was real, and it was always there, and it was hidden just beneath the surface of his human flesh. There comes a moment in the life of every believer in which we too are called to see the power of Jesus Christ. It came to Peter and James and John when they were ready for it. And this revelation will only come to each of us when we're ready, only when we have eyes to see it. But once you see the glory of Jesus Christ working in your life, like Peter, James, and John, you'll never forget. They're not going to forget this moment, and when Christ comes to us, we won't forget that moment. Divine glory entering one's life is not something a person easily forgets. You know, God has come among us in the person of Jesus Christ, and God has come and is with you. In Jesus Christ, there is a divine power, and a divine grace, and a divine love. A divine love available to you. And what that means is, if this power is in Christ and Christ is in you, what that means is, if you are lost, if you are grieving, if you are hopeful, if you are spiritually exhausted, if you are elated, or if you're anxious, if you feel alone, if you wrestle with a sin, if you have trouble forgiving someone, if you are joyful and celebrating, or if you fear, if you're victorious, if you're in pain, any combination of these things, Christ revealing his glory means that God is with you in all of it. There is not anything in your experience that God isn't with you, strengthening you and loving you through it. Jesus Christ is with and within you throughout every moment of these things, even when it doesn't at first feel that way. You know, the same way that strange-looking person doesn't look like a world-class singer, or that innocent-looking strip of copper on a circuit board doesn't seem as if it could knock the socks off of a little 8-year-old boy. It might sometimes feel like the glory and power of Jesus Christ is somehow hidden. Sometimes we feel that way. Sometimes we feel that that glory is hidden or subdued. But the Transfiguration teaches us that it's there. As sure as Jesus is God come among us, as sure as he was God incarnate throughout his earthly ministry, and as sure as he revealed his glory at the right time to those three disciples, equally sure the love and light of Jesus Christ is with you in your deepest needs. Amen.